Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study Melachim Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, Chapter 22. In the wake of Menashe's dark and tumultuous reign, which engulfed the Jewish people in a tornado of idolatry and bloodshed and chaos, emerges King Yoshiyahu, the final beacon of hope in our Sefer. Although not the last king, he is the one who perhaps tried the hardest to halt the unstoppable march to destruction. His very existence offers hope, a reminder that amidst the shadows, there remain righteous souls who cling unwaveringly to their faith. Yet, our hearts ache, for even Yoshiyahu and his brave endeavors prove insufficient to rescue a nation teetering on the precipice of disaster. For here we stand, a mere four chapters away from the final chapter of Melachim Beis, which concludes in sorrow and fire with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, let us get to know this magnificent young king. Verse 1. Ben Shmona Shana Yoshiyahu b'malcho u'shloshim v'achas shana malach b'Yerushalayim v'shem imo Yedida bas Adaya mi'batzkas. He was 8 years old, Yoshiyahu, when he became king. He ruled for 31 years in Yerushalayim. His mother's name is Yedida, the son of Adaya from Batzkas. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Vayas hayashar b'nei Hashem, vayelech b'chol derach David aviv, v'losar yamin usmal. He did right in the eyes of God, and he went in the path of his father David. He did not turn right or left. And then, in the 18th year, Yoshiyahu decides, in a moment of love and inspiration, to undertake the repair of the Beis HaMikdash. In verse 4, he sends his scribe Shaphan to the Kohen Gadol Chilkiyahu to organize the funds for this, actually still using the original money-collecting cupboard that had been established by both of their ancestors, Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol and Yoash Melech Yehuda. And it was in the midst of these renovations and that this event occurs. In verse 8, Vayomer Chilkiyahu HaKohen HaGadol al Shaphan HaSofer, Sefer HaTorah Matzasi Beveis Hashem, Vayitain Chilkiya Es HaSefer al Shaphan Vayikraehu. Chilkiyahu, the High Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, says to Shaphan the scribe, I found a Torah scroll in the house of Hashem. And Chilkiya gave the scroll to Shaphan, and he read it. With tremendous awe and wonder, Chilkiyahu informs Shaphan, and in verses 9 and 10, Shaphan passes the message on to Yoshiyahu and also reads the verses that the Torah is rolled to. And now in verse 11, when Yoshiyahu hears the words of the Torah, he tears his clothing. Why? There are many opinions as to the meaning of, the significance of, and even the origin of this Torah scroll. Some say that since the father of Chizkiyahu, Achaz, who was Yoshiyahu's great-great-grandfather, had destroyed so many Torahs during his reign, there literally were no Sifrei Torah to be found. There were no Torah scrolls. This is a view that is very difficult for Abarbanel to accept. After all, the son of Achaz, Chizkiyahu, was a huge teacher and disseminator of the Torah. Impossible that during his time there were no Torahs? Abarbanel's opinion is, it really was because of the reign of Menashe, who had ruled for 55 years, really a long time. And he had actually waged war on the Sefer Torah, erasing the names of Hashem and replacing them with names of pagan gods. And so the Kohanim had done something very daring. There was one Sefer Torah, the original Torah, the absolute first Torah written by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. This Torah they rescued and hid from the evil Menashe in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And it was this original Torah that Chilkiyahu found, and it was rolled to the klalos, to the curses, in Sefer Devarim. And it was this incongruence, a true original Torah, clearly stating the expectations of God for his children and what will happen if they reject him and betray him, with the awful reality that Yoshiyahu has inherited, that makes him petrified. We are doing exactly what this Torah tells us not to do. And in fact, the Malbim states that the fact that this Torah was found right now was not coincidental. It was because of the renovations, the beautifying of the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem was giving Yoshiyahu an important message. Stop focusing on externals. Stop beautifying the outer Mikdash when the insides of my children, the Jewish people, are dirty and decayed. What use is a beautiful building if my children are lost? Work with them. Well, we see that Yoshiyahu is petrified and commands Chilkiyahu the Kohen, Achikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Michaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asayah the servant to the king, in verse 13, Lichu dirshu es Hashem ba'adi uva'ad ha'am uva'ad kol Yehuda al divrei ha-sefer ha-nimtza hazeh. Go seek Hashem for me, and for the nation, and for all of Yehuda, about this sefer, this Torah that we found. Ki gdolach hamas Hashem asher hi nitzisa banu, al asher lo shamu avosenu, al divrei ha-sefer hazeh, la'asos kechol ha-kasuv alenu. For the anger of Hashem is great that has been kindled on us, because our fathers did not listen to this book to do all that is written for us to do. So please, I see this as a very frightening message from Hashem. Is it? Please find out. And in verse 14, they do just that. Verse 14, Vayelech Chilkiyahu HaKohen V'Achikam V'Achbar V'Shafan V'Asaya El Chulda Hanvia Eshes Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas Shomer HaBgadim V'Hi Yosheves B'Yushalayim B'Mishneh V'Yidabru Eleha. And they went, Chilkiyahu the Kohen, Achikam, Achbar, Shaphan, and Asaya, to Chuldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Charchas, the keeper of the garments, and she was sitting in Yerushalayim in the study house, and they spoke to her. Who was this prophetess? Who was this Chuldah? Remember back in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, there was a corpse that fell into the grave of Elisha and miraculously came back to life? One of the opinions that we mentioned then was that this man was a tzaddik named Shalom ben Tikva, and that he was so generous he would stand at the crossroads and give water to thirsty travelers. Incredibly, the Medrash shares that it was in the merit of this kindness that his wife became a neviah, a prophetess. But the Gemara wonders why they chose to go to her. After all, Yirmiyahu the Navi was already active, clearly the most notable prophet at the time. The Gemara actually tells us that Yirmiyahu, Chavakuk, and Chuldah all were prophets simultaneously. The answer given in the Gemara is beautiful. Women are compassionate. And this was such a scary and sensitive question. They so needed compassion. And that's why they chose to go to her. The Chidushei Agada asks an interesting question. Really, they were just going to find out what Hashem is telling them. The Navi certainly is just the messenger. Well, the Chidushei Agada answers that that's not really true. She can hear the message from Hashem, and because she's so compassionate, she can daven, she can cry. And of course, it is also possible that even a difficult message can be received with strength if it's given carefully and compassionately. And so they chose her, and it was a difficult message indeed. Vatomara lehem koamar shemeloke Israel in verse 15. Imru leish asher shalachas chemelai. She says to them, so says Hashem, the God of Israel, say to the man that sent you to me, in verse 16, Ko amar Hashem, Hinani mevi ra'a el hamakom hazeh va'al yoshvav. Is kol divrei ha-sefer asher kara melech Yehuda. So says God, behold, I will bring bad on this place and on its people. Everything that it says in this Torah that king of Yehuda had read. The awful truth is, yes, every word of these curses will come true for this city. And verse 17, Tachas asher azvuni, vayikatru leluhim achirim leman hachisini, b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. Because they have forsaken me and have burnt incense to other gods in order to anger me with all of their deeds. My wrath is kindled against this place and it will not be extinguished. They need to know why this is happening. This is a direct result of the choices they made, of the way they chose to live their lives. But she sends a different message for Yoshiyahu himself. Yoshiyahu is different. He is searching. He is trying, Hashem says, and I see that. Verse 18, Ve'el melech Yehuda hasholeach eschem ledrosh es Hashem ko somrun elav. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael hadvarim asher shamata. And concerning the king of Yehuda who has sent you to inquire of Hashem, so shall you say to him. So has Hashem, the God of Israel, said, the words are what you heard. Ya'an rach levavcha, vatikana mipnei Hashem, bisham'acha asher dibarti al hamakom hazeh, ve'al yoshvav, lihios l'shama, v'leklala, vatikra es begadecha, vatifke lefanai. Because your heart has become soft and you have humbled yourself before Hashem when you heard what I spoke concerning this place and its inhabitants to become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your garments and wept before me. I too have heard, said Hashem. I sent you a message and you received it. I see that you are behaving differently than your father and grandfather, and I am paying attention. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20. Lachain hinini osifcha al avosecha, v'ne'esafta el kivrosecha b'shalom, v'losir ena einecha b'chol hara'a asher ani mevi al hamakom hazeh. Vayashivu es hamelech davar. Therefore, behold, I gather you into your forefathers, and you will be gathered into your grave in peace. Your eyes will not see any of the calamity that I am bringing upon this place. And they brought back word to the king. So yes, Yoshiyahu, you drew the right conclusions from this discovery of the Torah, and you understood correctly. Rampant idol worship, murder, and violence. The Jewish people are at an all-time low, and these words of the klala, the curse that Moshe warned would happen to the Jewish people if they behave that way, it's going to happen. But you, Yoshiyahu, I see you, and I see your own efforts. And so I promise you, Yoshiyahu, it will not happen in your lifetime. You do not deserve to live through that pain. That is the way our chapter ends. But what does Yoshiyahu do with this message? He reads between the lines. If Hashem saw my behavior and is rewarding me for it, then why can't the Jewish people also improve their behaviors and their choices and therefore their judgment? And so, like a true son of Chizkiyahu, of Yehoshaphat, of David HaMelech, he grabs on to this tiny sliver of hope and works to change destiny. He continues their legacy of living with Afilu Cherev Chadam Unachas Al Tzavarosh Al Adam Al Yimnas Atzmo Min Harachamim. Even if a sharp sword is resting on the neck of someone, he should not withhold himself from begging for mercy. As long as there is life, there is hope. And Chazal tell us Rachamim here is a code word for Teshuvah. There is hope that I can still save Bnei Yisrael from falling off the cliff. I will convince them to change courses. I will lead them to safety. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmot, Imahotenu Hayikarot, Esther Oppenheimer, Aleha HaShalom, and Sarah Schenker, Aleha HaShalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.